The United Nations says it was deeply concerned by the refusal of census takers in Burma to record members of the Rohingya Muslim population. The group has long faced persecution in the Buddhist-majority country and have been denied citizenship since a 1982 citizenship law was enacted. The country, also called Myanmar, has only recently installed civilian government after decades of military rule. The director of Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, told Charles Collins, now is not the time to conduct a census in the country.
This census is a complete mess, and the UN have a lot of responsibility for this. The UN and international donors were pushing Burma to hold this census because there hasn't been one for 30 years. And in a normal country, having a census would be a sensible thing to do to find out how many people are in the country and what their needs are. But in the current environment in Burma, where you have the country moving away from a direct military rule but still having a very authoritarian government that people don't trust, and where you've got a lot of ethnic tensions, my organization, Burma Campaign UK, and many others were very concerned that this census would trigger more ethnic tensions, and particularly against the Rohingya Muslims and general Muslim population in Burma who've already been targeted by violence. And what we've seen, the government of Burma wanting to get the international aid to hold this census, told the United Nations and the British government and others that they would allow Rohingya to register as a Rohingya on this census. But in fact, on the eve of the census, once the Burmese government had got the money, got the technical support from the United Nations to hold it, they announced that Rohingya won't be allowed to register. So the United Nations is now saying it's concerned, but actually the United Nations has been played for a fool, really, by President Thein Sein. He made promises they'd allow registration of the Rohingya and has now gone back on his word. And the UN are left with, just issuing a statement of concern, but have now effectively helped organize a census which is discriminating against the Rohingya.
You mentioned the ethnic tensions. Of course, the situation with the Rohingya, who have been stripped of citizenship by the government and are suffering probably the strongest discrimination. What about the other ethnic communities? Why is getting an authentic count of the number of people who are members of these communities a bad idea right now?
Burma has a very strange and unique system brought in by the military regime, where to be a citizen of Burma, you have to be on a list of 135 ethnic groups. And if you're not on this list of 135 ethnic groups, then you're not considered to be fully from Burma, and you're not given the rights. And this is so the Rohingya are not on this list, but nor several other smaller ethnic groups. And it's controversial as well because on this list they have almost created some ethnic groups where you have subdivisions. Is very complicated in Burma, but you have 8 main ethnic groups and then subgroups underneath that. And the government of Burma, as part of its divide and rule tactic to try and split ethnic people and the opposition who were opposed to their rule, they sort of almost manufactured some ethnic groups. And so these are included on this census form as well, where people are being forced to register. And you have some of the main ethnic groups are telling the subgroups they have to register as the main group and not their subgroup. This sounds very complicated, but for people in Burma whose identity and their ethnicity has been under attack for decades, where the Burmese government has tried to deny the fact of their ethnicity and their religion, these are very insensitive, very important issues that people get very passionate about. And so it's causing tensions within and between lots of the ethnic groups in Burma about how they should be registered. The government of Burma is also renaming some of these ethnic groups, and it's Burmanizing, because the government is from the main Burman group, and it's using Burman names for ethnic groups rather than ethnic people being allowed to use their own names for themselves. So there's a multitude of problems with this census.
So what should be done?
Well, Burma Campaign UK and many other organizations inside Burma and outside have said that the census should have been postponed. We called months ago for the census to be postponed because of the likelihood of it inflaming ethnic tensions and leading to violence, and this has now happened. I think, you know, now the census is going ahead. The international aid is paying for it. It's too late for, you know, it to be postponed. But I think what the international community, the United Nations, DFID, which is one of the main donors, and other donors need to do now is to say, you know, we are withdrawing our political support and any remaining technical support for this census. We don't want to give any more legitimacy or support to a census which is discriminating against the Rohingya. Because at the moment you have all these problems being caused by the census, and it's all funded by international aid. It's all supported by the international community. So while it's welcome for the United Nations to say they're concerned, I mean, that's not nearly enough. At the moment, they're still giving their political support to this census, which is discriminating against ethnic minorities.